Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. During this anniversary of America's entry in World War I, we look at an Illinoisan's efforts at trying to end the Great Conflict. Jane Addams is remembered today for work at Chicago's Hull House and her help to settle immigrants in the city. But during World War I, Addams' peace efforts made her widely unpopular. Once viewed a living saint by some, Jane Addams came to be considered as a traitor. For this week's Illinois Issues, we talk to Tara McClellan McAndrew, who writes about Jane Addams and her struggles.
When we think of Jane Addams, we don't normally think of her as the most dangerous woman in America or as a traitor. But you write that there was a time in her life when she was actually looked upon this way. Can you elaborate on that?
Absolutely. Today, I think we think of Jane Addams as we associate her with Hull House here in Illinois, in Chicago specifically, where she helped many immigrant families acclimate to America. That's how we view her. And we view her, I think, in a very favorable way for the work she did in Chicago. But there was another part of her life that happened around World War I, where she was very involved with peace work. When World War I broke out, even a little bit before that, actually during the Spanish-American War, she started believing that instead of being at war, nations should try to mediate, to negotiate, and work things out that way. And when World War I broke out, she started forming peace organizations in Chicago. And she became very involved with the peace movement during World War I to try to encourage nations to mediate instead of battle. And at first, America didn't want to get into World War I. And so being in a peace movement was all right. But as it got closer to America entering World War I, Americans' attitudes shifted. And they started to think that if we're going to enter this, then the patriotic thing to do is to back America and not keep saying that everybody needs to mediate this disagreement. And so her reputation changed. One thing in particular that led to the decline in her reputation was she went overseas to meet with other women from 12 different European countries, all of whom were trying to figure out how can we stop World War I, basically, and in fact prevent future wars. And while she was there, she spent 6 weeks in Europe. She also met with a lot of soldiers who are in hospitals and talked to them about their experiences in the battlefield. And when she came back to the States, she talked about her work over in Europe, both organizing for peace and talking with soldiers. And in one talk she gave at Carnegie Hall to other peace activists, she happened to mention, it sounds like it was almost an offhand comment, she happened to mention the soldiers' stories to her that they always knew when a battle was coming up because they'd be given alcohol to drink. And when certain newspapers got a hold of the story, they accused her of questioning the soldiers' bravery and instead impugning them and saying that they were cowards. Well, that began her fall from grace.
And after all of her struggles and after all of those years, has her reputation been restored?
The experts about Addams and the peace movements that I interviewed said it wasn't really one thing she did that restored her reputation. They think it was really a passage of time. It just took Americans time. But finally, in the 1930s, after the Red Scare of the 20s, where she was branded a dangerous person and a traitor, she earned the Nobel Peace Prize. She was the first American woman to get a Nobel Peace Prize. And shortly before her death, First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt hosted a large dinner in her honor. So before she died, she was finally seen as a wonderful woman again.
And it's interesting that you also mentioned how newspapers in Illinois were not very kind to her during this time, but yet after her death, it was a completely different story.
The Chicago Tribune lambasted her during the period where she was seen as a traitor for advocating for peace when America had entered World War I. But yes, by the time of her death, perhaps that's the greatest proof that her reputation had been untarnished, was that the Tribune itself lauded her, as did many, many papers around the country. And you should have read their coverage, newspapers around the country, you should have read their coverage of her before World War I, before she began her peace activism, which led to her fall from grace. She really was the most beloved, admired woman in America.
And from the group of people that supported her, who ended up leaving her during the war?
Well, Jane Addams was working for a lot of social reforms before the war and even during the war. Things like suffrage for women, labor issues. She was working with labor groups to help them form unions. She was working on getting rid of child labor, etc. But one of her biggest issues, well, among many, was getting women's suffrage. Well, a lot of the women who were involved with women's suffrage became peace activists before the war. But after America entered the war, and even closely before it happened, they split. One of the historians I interviewed talked about this, and she said the suffrage movement was split because of World War I. Some of the women, like Addams, said, we have to still remain peace activists. Entering the war is not the right way to do this. They should be mediating. But some of the other suffragists split off and did not advocate for peace. One of the reasons for some of them was they thought that if they basically stuck with President Wilson, he might grant them the vote.
What do you think are some of the lessons that we can learn from Jane Addams and her experiences during World War I? I mean, we still remember her, as you've said, connected to Hull House and her work in Chicago. But what lessons can we get from this time in her life?
Well, she never gave up. Even when she was working for peace and being lambasted for it during World War I, she was very ill for at least a couple of years and had surgery during that period. She was still overseeing Hull House. I don't know if she slept, frankly, but she never gave up. One thing I really wanted to ask the experts was, well, do you think her peace work had any effect? Was it worth it, in other words? Because it's clear World War I was not stopped. The peace movement did not stop World War I. It did not stop future wars. So was it worth it? Did it have an effect? And what they said was some of what her peace groups advocated for, some of the specific points that they wanted to see happen, were included in President Wilson's 14-point plan to end the war. That was a victory. In addition, the peace group that she helped start evolved into the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, which continues today and does an amazing amount of social work around the world. And so you could really say that her work is still going on and doing good.
For Illinois Issues, I'm Daisy Contreras. For more information, go to illinoisissues.org.